like to continue to share the message about the miracle in the book of John.
今天下午想继续谈到约翰福音的神迹。
Third miracles in the book of John, John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9.
在约翰福音的第五章第一节到第九节记载第三件神迹。
This is an instance about 30 years for illness, sickness to be healed. Am I?
这里记载主耶稣医好一位38年的病者。
Chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9.
我们请看约翰福音第五章第一节到第九节。
After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is the Jerusalem by the ship gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In this lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease which he was afflicted. Verse 5.
第五节.
And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw
第六节.
Him laying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick
第七节.
Man answered him, "So I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And then verse 8,
第八节.
And Jesus said to him, "Arise and take up your pallet and walk." And immediately
第九节.
The man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. This is the written in the book of John. This is the third miracle, healing at Bethesda.
这是约翰福音所记载的第三件神迹，在B四大旁边的病得医的得到医治。
Sometimes in our life, we can have this kind of long term illness or sometimes a long term problem in our life.
有时候我们就好像这病人在生活上遇到很严重而且很长久的疾病或者问题。Sometimes
because of this kind of handicap and this kind of trouble in our life, we spend the money and sometimes we spend our energy and our effort.
常常因为这样的残障或者是这样的问题，让我们花了许多金钱还有心力。
We have noticed that because of these things, it turned out to be we can losing our even kind of spirit, high spirit kind of turn to be now as like giving up, sometimes very passive way in our life.
因为这个问题持续下去，所以我们的体力或者心力都耗透支了。
Now we have noticed here this man is 38 years of this way of suffering, but he constantly waiting for the water to stir up and he trying to get into the water.
这个人病了38年，他一直想要先下到池子里去。
We have such kind of spirit, seeking for the grace of God. End up he meet Jesus and his sickness was healed.
因为他这样有这样追求的心，所以当他遇见主耶稣的时候，他就得到了医治。
Sometimes we can think about such kind of a suffering, is that bothers him or is that help him?
我们会想说，这个38年的病到底是帮助了这个人，还是害了这个人？
Sometimes a kind of constant struggle, because of trouble and difficulties in our life, in constantly constantly bothers our life, but because of that, our life getting stronger.
有时候我们生活上的一些种种困难，让我们觉得负担非常的重，但是其实这些困难反而塑造了我们的灵性。
The things cannot destroy us, actually it becomes our benefit.
当一个问题没有办法打倒我们的时候，就变成了我们 的一个帮助。
Now, this man had 38 years during this time, he just sit there to as a consider his situation cannot walk for such a 38 years.Such a long time of suffering and handicap in his life.
这个病人残障了38年之久，完全不能起来行动。
I think many people passing by in front of him maybe 38 years.
38年，每一天都有许多人在他前面来来往往。
He think that he just wish that one time the people passing by him, then I wish I can walk like him and her.
他一定好几次就想着说，如果我能够像这些人走来走去是多好呢。
But during the 38 years he's staying there, passing by many people in front of him, some of them maybe they died between these 38 years maybe.
这些来来往往的人群当中，或许已经有不少人比他先离世了。
So actually he's a 38 years of suffering, but God still holding his life there.
虽然这个人病了三十八年，但是神还是保留他的性命。
Actually, his weakness is turned to be actually eventually become his blessing.
他的软弱，他的病痛，反而成了他的一个福气。
Sometimes we think strong always this is considered strong. Is considered a blessing.
有时候我们会想说，健康是一个福气。
But sometimes a weakness also is a great blessing.
但是同时，有时候一个人的软弱或者病痛也是成为一个福气。
When Apostle Paul, when he himself has a thorn in his body,
使徒保罗他说他身上有一根刺。
I think if he doesn't have this thorn in his body, maybe he can do more work and more.Eagerly he can work for God, maybe.
我们可能会想说，他如果身上没有这根刺的话，他能够为主做更多的圣工。
Maybe if he doesn't have this thorn, maybe he read the Bible more, maybe he pray more, maybe.
如果他没有这根刺的话，他或许能够更花时间的来读经祷告。
But because of this weakness, always it just flicking his body, and it constantly.Getting more weaker himself and more easily tired himself.
但是这样的软弱一直击打着他，使他常常变成很软弱，或者是觉得很疲倦。
Naturally, his time spent wise to preaching the gospel work maybe shorter if he doesn't have this.
就因为这样，变成他没有办法完全投入就是花更多的时间来传道或者是灵修。
That's why he prayed to God three times.
所以他三次的祈求主。
But God doesn't remove this thorn in his body.
可是神却没有把这根刺除去。
But actually give him a very precious message, very precious grace into it, and let him understand why the thorn in his body.
主耶稣反倒给他一个很重要的信息。告诉他为什么他身上有这个刺。
Actually, the thorn is not removed out of him, but actually, when he understands the grace of God, this thorn in turn to be his true grace and true blessing in his life.
所以神没有把这根刺除去，反而借着这根刺，带来给保罗更大的福气。
Sometimes the kind of constant problem in our life is molding our personality, and also it change our attitude.
我们生活上的一些困难常常能够帮助我们改造我们的个性。
Before maybe very dare, very maybe as considered a very dare personality.
或者我们以前是一个很勇猛的人。
Before easily is very active, very look at other people, but he's more always a frontliner.
每次都是很主动的去做一些事情，都比别人更积极。
But because of such kind of trouble, such kind of problem in their life, naturally become like a more like a gentle and more like a tour to the with a kind of step back.
但是像这样的人，有时候就是因为他们某一种的软弱或者问题疾病，让他们就比较温柔下来，而且能够与众人更随和。
Instead of look at always the front, but they can learn how to look at other people around them.
因为他们这样的软弱，他们就不再只顾自己，而是顾虑到众人的好处。
Such kind of character build up because of the constant struggling of kind of difficulties and problem in their life.
他可以慢慢培养这样的品德，是因为他有了这个软弱。
So eventually build up the character that can be used by God.
就借着这样的操练，使他能够培养出一种神可以使用的灵性。
We know the true strong in our characters is a true gentleness.
其实人的力量是在乎他真的温柔。
If we have a soften our heart, and we can have a soften our heart with the humility, and this is a true strong person, we can say.
如果一个人的心里是柔和谦卑的，他是一个真正有能力的人。
In such kind of condition, we can ask God's grace more than before.
如果有这样的态度的人呢，他能够更懂得求神来帮助。
Of course, we don't want to have this kind of situation for 38 years anyway.
当然，我们每个人都不希望自己有这样的病痛，甚至病痛到38年之久。
But then still, we can think about this kind of benefit out of say long-term problems and long-term kind of trouble in our life.
但是我们要知道，当我们生活当中有非常长持续的持续很久的问题或者病痛，对我们所带来的一些好处。
Anyway, if we go back to this story here, the one that 38 years old, the man who's sickness to be healed, this man is truly seeking the God's grace.
在这里病了38年之久的人呢，他是真的想要得到神的恩典。
And also, those people who are hungry, they're looking for the food.
人如果肚子饿了，就会想要找吃的。
And also seeking for the knowledge, then they go to school.
如果一个人想要得到更多的知识，他就会去读书。
This man is seeking for the grace of God, so he stay in the Bethesda, he and close to the pool, waiting for the coming of the grace of God.
这个病人因为渴慕得到神的恩典，所以他一直躺在这个池旁，要得到这个神迹。
And this man doesn't have done any good things to have a right to receive the grace of God.
这个人其实没有做了什么善事来赢得神的恩典。
And this man doesn't have anything that showing the kind of faith and the kind of he has.
他也没有做出什么动作来表现他的信心。
I think this man has a little faith, but then he has a little faith, he has a seeking for the grace of God.
他虽然只有一点点的信心，但是他有这样的心，来寻求神的恩典。
Now think about the waiting for this water to stir up, and he just trying to get into the water so that he can be healed.
所以他一直等着天使来下来搅动那个水，这样他可以马上下去就得痊愈。
I think this is a very simple faith, and this is considered as a baby faith also.
这是一个很单纯的信仰，但是同时也是一个相当幼稚的信仰。
But his faith has a very innocent faith he has, we can find out from here.
可是我们从这里可以看到他的心是很天真的。
And he trying to do his best, remain in the Bethesda.
所以他就非常努力的在这个毕士大旁边等待着。
His sickness is about 38 years. We do not know how many years he just remained in this place in Bethesda.
他病了38年，我们并不知道他到底有多少年在这个池旁。
But we have noticed many years he have stayed here for many years.
但是我们可以知道他一定在这里待了好几年。
So he's seeking for this way the grace of God.
因为他想要得到神的恩典。
Very interesting that this Bethesda, this meaning is a house of grace, the meaning is.
很有意思的就是毕士大这个字，这个名字，它的意思就是神恩典的家。
So it's house of grace and house of mercy.
或者是神慈爱，神怜悯的家。
And also when we look at the here described as the sheep gate, the pool, verse 2, which is called the Hebrew Bethesda, having five particles.
这个池子叫做毕士大，是靠近耶路撒冷的羊门，而且它的旁边有五个廊子。
And somebody has designed this way to build there, but have noticed that all the problem, those who have handicapped people around there waiting for the grace of God.
这就表示有人设计这样的 建筑物，让这些病人能够躺在廊子下面等待，能够下到池子里。
One thing we have noticed that during the time of Jesus Christ, the grace of God is less and less than other generations.
到了主耶稣的时代，当时的百姓，越来越少能够体验到神的恩典。
We know that all the religious leaders already corrupted. They do not faithfully follow the God's way.
因为当时的宗教领袖，他们越来越腐败，而且远离了神的道。
Grace of God supposed to be to come to this place, let all these people can have a heal on way to they can receive the comfort from God.
虽然神的恩典的用意是要来帮助而且安慰这些困苦的人。
But here, these people cannot receive such grace from God, even though they're waiting for the coming down the grace from the above.
很可惜的，虽然这些人一直等神的恩典来降临，但是却一直得不到。
And also, this is maybe we can think about it, compare like Old Testament and New Testament.
从这里我们可以比较一下旧约和新约。
Old Testament is the grace of God is limited.
在旧约里，神的恩典是有限的。
But New Testament, the grace of God is upon the way, as like Jesus opened the way for everybody who those come to Him to let them have the receive the grace of God.
但是在新约，主耶稣来到世界上，打开了神恩典的门，所以任何人都能够来接受这个恩典。
Let's look at the John chapter 1 verse 14.
我们请看约翰福音第一章第十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And here the verse 14 describes of Jesus Christ as full of grace and truth. Full of grace and of truth.
十四节描写主耶稣来充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So the description of the our Father of Jesus and of Jesus Christ, and He has a full of grace and truth, especially now generation dwelling with us.
主耶稣充充满满的有恩典有真理，而且他成了肉身住在我们中间。
This man is chosen by Jesus.
这是神所拣选的。
The one in the five pentacles waiting for the grace of God. But there's many other people also have suffered with their own sickness, but Jesus chose this one.
在这么多病痛的人当中，主耶稣却拣选了这个患病三十八年的人。
And then this sickness was healed by the Jesus Christ.
所以他的病得到主耶稣的医治。
We have noticed when later on the story, we find out this man, this sickness came from his own sin.
从后来的故事我们可以探讨，很可能他的病是因为他自己的罪所引起的。
But Jesus healed his sickness without any other way of other requirement, but just healing him. Man.
可是主耶稣没有对他做任何的要求，就直接医治了他。
This is the showing us how God, how our Lord Jesus choose us.
这也是告诉我们主耶稣也是这样的拣选我们。
When we compare with other people, we are not better than other people.
当我们跟世人来相比的时候，我们知道我们自己并不如并。不见得比他们好。
When we look at the outside people, we are just the same like other people.
其实我们就跟世上一般的人没有两样。
But Jesus chose us to be His children.
但是主耶稣却拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
You always have to, we have to this kind of heart of the thanksgiving heart to God.
所以我们一定要常常怀着这样感谢的心。
Of course, there's sometimes when we're difficult in our life, we can complain to God. It seems many ways we can our life to be like a childish way.
有时候我们在生活当中常常跟神埋怨，所以我们的信仰显得相当的幼稚。
As long as we remember the grace of God, He chose us to be His children. This is more than with thanksgiving to God for the rest of our life, actually.
我们应该常常纪念神拣选我们、拯救我们的大恩，这样的恩典是我们一生难忘的。
And this is the description, is verse chapter 5 also mentioned about the sheep gate.
在第五章这里提到了羊门。
This is what the only Old Testament applied because when any kind of a ritual, any kind of a things when they have a worshiping God in the temple of God, then they will supply the sheep through this gate, this place.
这个门呢是以前的人献祭的时候，或者有宗教仪式的时候会把。那将宰的羊带进这个门来。
Every time when they're worshiping God, they have to supply the sheep and they kill them, and with the blood, they can come close to God.
以前的人敬拜神必须带着牛羊的血，带着牛羊把他们宰了，用这个血来献祭。
But in this sheep gate, Jesus came to himself, come up to stand up there.
但是现在主耶稣亲自经过这个羊门来进到耶路撒冷。
No more need of all the physical sheep, but he himself died on the cross and shed the blood.
从此就不需要再有献祭的牛羊，是借着主耶稣亲自献身在十字架上。
And today we receive the grace and this kind of mercy from the Lord because he died on the cross as a sacrifice lamb.
今天我们能够得到这样的恩典，因为主耶稣成了代罪的羔羊。
Without his mercy, without he himself as a true sacrifice on the cross, our life still maybe dwell, still seeking for the grace of God as a status as a sinner.
若不是借着主耶稣的怜悯还有神的恩典，我们今天还是罪人。
But because he died for us on the cross.And as a sacrifice of lamb, we have a chance to receive the grace from him.
但是因为主耶稣成了代罪的羔羊，替我们死在十字架上，我们今天就得到了恩典。
This is a true blessing. We are under the grace of God, not under the law in the Old Testament.
我们今天在神的恩典以下，而不是在旧约的律法之下，这的确是神的一个恩典。
And also Jesus came to this world to proclaim that drink freely about his living water.
主耶稣也带来了这个免费的活水泉源。
We to drink this living water, we can ever refresh ourselves, revive our faith in our life.
当我们饮于这个活水的泉源，我们的灵命就得到复兴。
So regain the true life.
我们能够得到真正的生命。
Now the people still do not know the Christ out there.
今天世上许多人还没有认识真神。
They do not have experience of the true meaning of true living water.
他们还没有尝过这活水的甜美。
We have to cherish the living water that he provided for us.
所以我们应该非常珍惜神所赐给我们的活水。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
请看约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音第七章第三十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 37 till 39.
约翰福音第七章三十七节到三十九节。
Chapter 7, verse 37. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is athirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow a river of living water.But this he spoke of the Spirit whom those who believe in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Here the Jesus proclaimed that if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
这里主耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And those who thirst means those like the man who has a 38 years of sickness seeking for the grace of God.
所谓渴了就是很渴慕来寻求神的恩典，就像那个病了三十八年的人。
And come to him, then he will let you drink the living water.
这样的人能够来到主耶稣那里，他就得到主所赐活水的江河。
At this time, Jesus is still not crucified on the and do not ascend to heaven yet. So this living water is not down yet.
这时候主耶稣还没有升天得荣耀，所以还没有赐下圣灵。
Nowadays, the Holy Spirit coming down to us.
可是今天呢，我们已经得到圣灵。
We know the house of God is a house of grace and house of mercy.
神的家就是神恩典和怜悯的家。
This is a church.
这就是教会。
And God constantly pouring the grace of God through the Holy Spirit.
神不停地借着圣灵来浇灌我们，赐给我们他的恩典。
And we have a desire to seeking the grace of God, mercy on him in the house of God.
所以我们应该渴慕神，来到神的家得到这样的恩典。
And we can receive, we can quench our thirstiness.
我们就必得着，而且我们的渴就能够因此解渴。
And this man received a wonderful blessing because he's seeking the true grace of God.
这个人因为渴慕神，所以他得到神的恩典。
Let's look at the one Psalm chapter 107.
我们请看诗篇107篇。
Psalm chapter 107, verse 9.
诗篇107篇第九节。
Psalm 107, verse 9.
诗篇107篇第九节。
For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. And he has satisfied the thirsty soul.
神使心里渴慕的人得以知足。
And the hungry spirit, he has a feel with the, what is good.
使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
This is what our God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的神，我们的主耶稣。
And also second point, we go back to John chapter 5, and this is about this story.
我们再回到约翰福音第五章的这个故事。
And, perseverance, we can say endurance, is a very important virtue as Christians.
一个基督徒存有忍耐的心是一个非常重要的品德。
God's grace upon those who have a patience, those who have endurance.
神是施恩给那些忍耐、耐心等候的人。
And here that this man's 38 years of suffering, but still he bear with him and he's seeking for the grace of God.
这个人虽然病38年，但是他还是持续的寻求等待神的恩典。
Jesus come to this man, especially this man, and observed him.
主耶稣特地的来到这个人面前，就看着他。
And he looked at him, and Jesus know that this man have suffered for a long period of time.
主耶稣知道他已经病了很久。
And the verse 5 and 6 of John chapter 5.
第五节和第六节。
In John chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, and a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his sickness. When Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition. So Jesus, when he observed him, Jesus knew that this man is a long time sicker.
主耶稣看见他躺着就知道他已经病了许久。
And then he asked him, "Do you wish to get well?"
主耶稣就问他说，你要痊愈吗？
This asking is testing his faith and his hope and true faith.
主耶稣这样问是要试验他的信心。
In 38 years, he constantly challenged himself, but end up here somebody asked him, say, "Do you wish to get well?"
他已经躺在那里38年，现在却有人来跟他问他说，你要痊愈吗？
And here the verse 7, now he responded to Jesus Christ.
第七节是这个病人的回答。
And then sick man answered him, "So I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming another step down before me." Now he described, of course I have a wish to get well, to come into the pool, but somebody else, when the water stirred up, they are going first and faster than I am.
他的意思就是说，我当然想得到痊愈，可是问题是，当我想要进到池子里的时候呢，就有别人比我先下去了。
So here he described that I wish to, I want to get well, but nobody can help me, and also I cannot help myself.
他想要得到痊愈，但是没有人能够帮他，他自己也帮不了自己。
But he's still there to endure for asking for the grace of God.
但是他还是忍耐着等候寻求神的恩典。
And then later on, Jesus right away asked, and Jesus healed him.
那主耶稣问了他这个问题之后，主耶稣就医治了他。
Sometimes God give us this kind of a long-term trouble and long-term problem and suffering and kind of give us, you know, allow us in our life.
神有时候允许在我们生活当中遇到持续很久的问题。
Many times when we have a problem and difficulties or suffering in our life, and naturally our mentality and our attitude kind of away from this word.
当我们在困难当中、困苦当中，我们的心就能够与这个世界隔离。
This is human nature.
这是人的一个本性。
When everything is smooth, everything goes well.
当一切都平安顺利的时候
，then naturally physical desire coming up to pull our life bring into the world.
我们肉体的情欲就会牵引着我们，带我们到世界里。
But when we conflict, when we our life with the afflicted with the difficulty and the suffering, and our heart to be simpler, and also fix our heart to the Lord.
但是当我们肉体的生命遇到困难遇到熬炼的时候，我们就懂得不再追求这肉体的享受，而回到神这里。
This kind of shaping period of times, we can be molded our life to be like a finest gold.
在这样的熬炼当中。我们的生命就能够磨练的像金金一样纯。
Build up the true faith.
我们就能够借此建立起真正的信仰。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
我们请看雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. For, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And here James mentioned that all this kind of various trial and testing their faith and produce endurance, and this endurance make the perfect result.
这里雅各说我们遇到百般的试炼，为着就是要让我们信心得到试验，能够生出忍耐。当我们成功之后呢，就能够毫无缺欠。
The Bible explained us what makes Abraham's making Abraham came from the endurance.
圣经上告诉我们，亚伯拉罕在忍耐的功课上成功了。
Now、let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 6.
我们请看希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
6 verse 14 and 15.
第十四节和十五节。
14 and 15. Book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
希伯来书第六章十四节和十五节。
Saying, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. Verse 15. And thus, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. Here, the 15 mentioned that having patiently waited, so he obtained the promise.
十五节提到亚伯拉罕恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。
And this man is waiting for 38 years. Also, Abraham waiting for 25 years.
这个病人等了38年，亚伯拉罕等了25年。
Now the tendency is our patient, a short patient many times, and we do not want to learn about endurance.
但是常常我们相对的，我们的忍耐是非常的短暂，而且我们不愿意很久的等候。
But many times a short temper and the easily giving up kind of attitude.We cannot receive the true blessing of God.
如果我们是保持这样轻易放弃的态度，我们是没有办法得到神的恩典。
And 40 years of the journey of wilderness, God also training Israelites, let them learn what is the true meaning of endurance.
神借着40年旷野的路程来训练以色列百姓学习忍耐。
So molding them to strong person in the Lord.
神要训练他的百姓在灵性上刚强。
Otherwise, they cannot take of the promised land.
不然的话，他们没有办法承受神的应许地。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
请看以赛亚书第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
以赛亚书第三十章第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
以赛亚书三十章十八节。
Therefore the Lord longed to be gracious to you, and therefore he waited on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. And here's the describe of the blessed and those who long for him. And
这里讲到等候等候神的人。
God never let us our suffering just he when he look at us and just passing by us, but he always care us.
神绝对不会不顾念我们，反倒要施恩给我们。
But each one that he allow us in each situation, there's own purpose.
但是神会给我们每一个人环境的考验。
If we wait his grace and with the patience, God will end up to receive the what he provide for us a great blessing.
如果我们能够等候着等候的话，到了时候我们就会得到神的恩典。
When we know that Joseph, it takes about 13 years himself to be a prime minister.
约瑟等了13年的苦经过13年的苦难才成为埃及的宰相。
Moses took about 80 years himself to train himself to be the leader of the nations.
摩西必须经过80年才能够成为以色列百姓的领袖。
And some people says 40 years, but I say 80 years.
有些人会想说摩西熬炼40年，但是我想应该是80年。
When Moses the princess of the Egypt the pick this the ark up from the Nile River.
当埃及的公主从这个河里把摩西提出来的时候
，Her maid servant to pick up and give it to the princess.
这个公主的佣人呢，就把这个婴儿交给公主。
Now the princess treated this little boy as his her own child.
所以公主就把这个婴儿领养成她自己的儿子。
Of course, when he grew up in the palace, he can eat the best food and he received the best education.
摩西在埃及的王宫里面是得到最好的食物，还有最好的教育。
And also, it is grace of God and.And the princess pick up the one who to take care of him as the one that his own mother.
而且借着神的恩典，他这个公主所找到的养母就是摩西的亲生母亲。
So he didn't only receive the high education, the best education in that country, but at the same time he received the very precious education from his mother.
所以他不但得到埃及最高世界上的教育，同时也得到从他母亲来很重要很宝贵的宗教教育。
At the same time, in his life in the palace, it cannot be comfortable like others.
Sorry,
it cannot be comfortable with the other princess.
他也知道他的在宫里的生活不能够像其他皇宫里这些贵族的人的生活一样舒适。
Other princess came from the own prince, a princess or a prince, whatever. But this one, they know the pick up from the Nile River. Everybody knows this one.Came from the Israel.
其他的公主王子是跟他不一样的，因为他大家都知道他是从这个尼罗河里面救出来的一个婴儿。
At that time, the many prince and princess in the palace, maybe.
可能当时在王宫里还有许多其他的公主跟王子。
I'm sure that there was some kind of struggle between other prince and princess.
很可能这些公主王子当中有一些争竞。
When he stood up, he can kill the Egyptians.
摩西他身体强壮，所以他能够击打打死埃及人。
When somebody tried to kill someone without any kind of anger and a kind of frustration, a true resentment, it's hard to kill somebody.
一个人若是没有心里充满了仇恨，或者是经过很多的操练，他是没有办法一拳击打打死一个人。
So it come out such expression because where it came from his life of affliction while he living in the palace.
他之所以能够有这样的力量和身体的力量，表示他在王宫当中也经过了很多的苦难。
So God give him the best one. At the same time, this way God molding the Moses to be leader of Israel.
所以虽然他在王宫生活很舒适，但是同时他也经过了
But God still doesn't want it to such way of a good character, so God sent him to the wilderness for 40 more years.
虽然如此, 他的个性还不能够被神, 使用, 所以神就差他到旷野,
so building up himself as a person, as a meek person.
神为着是要操练他成为谦和最谦和的人。
But meekness is came from the patience and endurance.
这样的谦和是从 忍耐 忍耐和等候来的。
When the age 80 years old, God, from the God's standard, is now is enough. So God called him to bring him to the leader of Israel.
只等到他80岁, 神认为他操练可以了, 就, 拣选他做以色列的领袖。
We look at the life of David also similar.
我们如果看大卫的一生也是一样。
When he was an age, even not reach 20 yet, but he came up to kill Goliath, he became a hero of the nation.
他才20岁就能够打死哥利亚, 成为这个军队的一个壮,
He already poured the oil onto anointed him, so God already chose him to be the king of the nation.
当时神已经借着先知来高他, 做下一个以色列王。
God made him to be smooth way to obtain the position of the king of the nation.
神已经帮他铺路, 很顺利的, 他就被高立成王。
If you look at the first Samuel chapter 17, 18, you can see the story about him.
我们从撒母耳记上17章、18章可以读到关于大卫的故事。
After he killed Goliath, he come back and he become a general of the thousands.
当他打死哥利亚回来之后, 他就马上被安立成千万兵的族长。
His age is not 20 years yet, but still already become a general of the 1,000 people.
他虽然还没有20岁, 他却能够带领一千个军兵。
All the people praised him, says, and David is 10,000, but the King Saul is only thousands.
所以大家都 赞美他说, 扫罗杀死千千, 大卫杀死万万。
Jonathan took him, Jonathan gave all his clothes and even his own soul and gave it to the David.
约拿单把他的装甲, 甚至他的刀剑, 交给了大卫。
His status totally changed, dramatically changed by one day.
所以在一天之内, 大卫的身份完全改变。
But God doesn't want it in this way, he himself to be the leader of the nations.
但是神不要他这样的人来承受他做他下一个王。
God training him more than 13 years, led him to be personal who hiding here and there. His life always under the risk himself from the King Saul.
神用了13年9的时间来训练大卫，让他 在逃离的生活当中, 不时的受到苦难。
Land of Canaan, it's not a big land.
迦南地并不大。
And so kings are always looking for finding him to kill him. So he's trying to always send the people to where he's hide.
在这个小小的地, 土地当中, 这个扫罗王一直差人要寻找大卫要杀死他, 所以他就一直要逃避。
So many times you hear the Bible describe he hide on the cave.
所以在圣经上描写他一直躲在山洞里。
He really, his life is very restricted in his life for about 13 years until he became a king of the nations.
所以他的生活是非常封闭的, 一直过了好几年, 直到他成为以色列的王。
But God wants him to learn what is a patience, what is endurance.
但是借着这样的苦难, 神要训练大卫, 知道什么叫做忍耐。
That's why throughout the kingdom stage, there's no such king like David.
所以在以色列所有的国王当中, 所有的王当中, 没有一个像大卫的。
Because through the difficulty and through the afflictions, his character is molded as a like a true leader of the nation.
经过这样大的艰难, 这个大卫呢, 他就, 被塑造成一个能够带领以色列百姓的王。
Endurance is truly the precious characters God wants us to be equipped in our life.
神要我们装备有一个忍耐的品德。
And all in the chapter 5, John chapter 5, and this man, when Jesus asked, we wish to get well, and then he talking about he cannot help himself. And then Jesus said to him, arise and take up your pallet and walk.
当主耶稣问这个病人，你要痊愈吗？而这病人回答说，没有人带我下到池子。主耶稣就跟他讲说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
38 years, he cannot walk. He didn't walk, and he have no experience walk himself on by his own.
38年来，他从来没有站起来，或者是自己尝试走着。
So he's a this a pallet. It becomes his own reliance and put him and let him to just sit down there.
所以他唯一的依靠就是他的褥子，他能够一直躺在那边。
And Jesus, when Jesus say, "Arise and take up your pallet and walk," maybe this man talked to the Jesus say, "Are you joking?"
当主耶稣对他说，拿起你的褥子来走吧，他可能心想说，你在开玩笑吧。
And I've been this way for this so many years. You came to me and treat me. What you joking to me like this?
我已经躺在这里38年了，你却跟我讲说要我起来拿着褥子走。
But he just followed what Jesus said.
可是他却照主耶稣的话讲。
And immediately the man became well and took up his pallet and began to walk. He never say other words, but he just this is a miracle of God.
他就照主耶稣的话去行，他拿起了褥子来，当场就走了。所以这就是神的一个很大的能力。
During the time of our weakness, we can rely on something.
当我们软弱的时候，我们或许依赖某些东西。
When Jesus mentioned that get this away from you and walk, and stand up and walk.
但是主耶稣却告诉这个人，把这些东西拿走。你要起来走。
When we submit to God, then we can experience of God.
当我们顺服神的时候，我们就能够体验到神。
And true submission always let us have a chance to experience of God.
经过真正的顺服，我们就能够体验到神。
And some people mention that because we always too much emphasize of submissions.
有些人会想说，我们太强调顺服。
But when I look at the Bible, submission is the only way to experience of God.
但是当我们看圣经，我们可以知道。唯有顺服才能够使我们得到神的恩典，没有其他的方法。
When this man rely on the pallet on self, and maybe he still stay in the same, and maybe rest of his life.
如果这个病人不听主耶稣的话，他却躺在他的褥子上，他就大概一辈子再也不能走了。
Because he pick up the pallet, what Jesus says, and he stand up and walk, and he experience of true miracle.
但是因为他站起来听了主耶稣的话，拿起褥子来走了，所以他就体验到神的神迹。
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ the same like now 2,000 years later on to us.
主耶稣2,000年前和今日是一样的。
When we seeking the grace of God and on the house of grace, we can receive the abundant grace from the Lord.
当我们来到神恩典的家里，我们就必定得到神丰富的恩典。
He already promised us the true grace upon to us through the Holy Spirit.
神已经应许要借着圣灵将他的恩典赐给我们。
When we remain in the guidance of the Spirit of God, we have ready to receive the grace of God abundantly.
当我们愿意顺服神的带领。我们就必定得到神丰富的恩典。
Sometimes in our the course of our life, God gave us such kind of long-term suffering and difficulties in our life, but still, this is the chance to receive the grace of God.
有时候神允许我们生活当中得到遇到很多的苦难而且病痛，但是借着这样的机会，我们能够体验到神。
With the submissions, we can truly experience of God.
如果我们顺服神的话，我们就能够体验到他。
Let's sing in 336.